Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your presence in my life and for the strength and power of your love. And dearest Father, I always know that where I am, you are, because you are the Prince of Peace and you are always by my side. Your love is precious, perfect, and everlasting. You are full of grace and kindness. Everyone is afraid sometimes, but fear has no place near me, dearest Father. I breathe calmly and slowly because I am with you. I take the time to just be and to trust and rest with you. I am your precious child, and you will calm me. And I know that all the hope and caring that I need will be given to me. At the beauty and great majesty of the creations around me to remind me that you are with me. I quiet myself because you are by my side. I rest in you. I relax my breathing and hold myself calmly. There is gentleness and softness around me. Calm me, Lord. You have made our minds powerful and amazing. As I breathe, I can close my eyes and take my imagination to so many serene and beautiful places that you have created, where the loveliness of nature surrounds me. I breathe softly. Perhaps I can imagine a charming meadow where I sit by a calm and lovely pond. The wind is soft, and the sweet smells of the many flowers surround me. I can envision in my mind a family of ducks swimming playfully in the water. I can see myself sitting on a lush and soft blanket of grass. I lean back onto the velvety soft bed of grain and listen to the lovely sweet hums of birds singing. The many sounds of nature soothe me. I am fascinated by your extraordinary creations. Father, I see your majestic presence in the birds and the trees, and I feel you in the soft wind. You are faithful, Father, and I know that where I am, you are. Or perhaps I can picture myself walking slowly toward the ocean. As I walk, I can feel the warm sand on my feet, the sky is a gorgeous blue, and large white billowy clouds float slowly by. The blazing sun shines on the water, and it looks like trillions of diamonds are shimmering on the top of the calm ocean of blue. And I am once again in awe of your majesty, your magnificence, your grandness. I can think to myself that whatever power can keep the planets in place, a power that can create stars and oceans, then this power can take care of me too. I look down upon the shore and I see little sandpipers enjoy the water. Seagulls float across the sky. The warmth of the sun, a fiery ball that gives life to so much, warms me. As Job said, he hangs the earth on nothing. I think, Father, how miraculous the human mind is, that it can imagine such beauty and loveliness. It is astounding that I'm able to envision these wonders in my miraculous mind. The human mind is beyond our comprehension. Another miracle of life that you have created, and that you understand, and that you know. Sometimes I can imagine being in a warm and cozy cottage. I can see myself relaxing on a big, comfortable couch and under a soft blanket. There's a large, gorgeous fireplace with a bright orange fire blazing inside. The fire crackles, and it is warm, toasty, and safe. I'm captivated by how amazing your creations are. Peace fills my entire being as I breathe softly. I can close my eyes and feel the safety of the love that you have for me. I say thank you, Father, for all that you have made and for how much you love me. You cherish me. You are God, and your love for me shines as bright as the stars. I am calm, and my breath is soft and trusting. I know that I will have all that I need, because you are the giver of goodness, and I will fix my eyes on you. I can picture your kind face smiling on me and your loving hand warmly held over mine. Your words are sharper than a double-edged sword, and you said that I can be still and know that you are God. You said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives peace, but your peace. Your peace is everlasting and it calms me. What you give to me will keep me lifted up, because you said that you will never leave me. Everything that I need is mine, because my life is based on loving you, and I will have perfect wisdom and direction. Into your caring and beautiful hands, Father, I put all that I love. And as you said, love will be perfected among us. Father, you said, I have come to heal the brokenhearted. There may be challenging seasons and challenging times, but you love me, and you are tender, and you filter things through you to guide me and give me protection and courage. Life often does not let us escape brokenness, but you are the divine and gentle comforter. And you will strengthen my heart. And with your strength, I can keep my mind on things above and not on what I think or feel. You told us how Daniel almost gave up during his trials. but you protected him. And even you, Jesus, said, Father, please take this cup from me. So there can be a thorn in my side, but it can stand as a tribute to my love for you and my faith in what will come. Father, you said that your sheep will know your voice. So I will listen for that still, soft whisper, because you are here and you care for me. I will remember that what is important to me is important to you as well. How perfect your thoughts of me are, dearest Jesus, and your knowledge of me is so great. You remind me to think of the goodness that is still within me and near me. I will put all of my burdens at your feet. Because you know me by name, I can picture a beautiful pasture with a stream and a shade tree and see that you, Jesus, are there with me. You are the shepherd who cares kindly for his sheep. I am your cherished lamb, and you will pull me up in your arms, and I can place my head on your shoulder and rest. And Father, you have given me a mind that can imagine something like this. Your power is so great. So just as you have things in place to heal perhaps a tiny cut on my finger, so too if my mind is ever hurt, you will have perfection in place. Something that will heal the complexities of my intricate and precious mind. You are the great healer. Father, you said that you will never leave me, so I am never alone. There is life around me and inside me. The galaxies, the stars and the moon, the majestic and enchanting beauty of all of your creations. You made all of these out of nothing. So you will certainly give all of life what it needs. I will remember to take time with you. You are refining and strengthening me, and you hear the cry of my heart. And you heal the heaviness of life. I will focus on all that you have done for me and what you have already gotten me through. And I know that you will continue to get me through anything that this world gives me, just as you have done before. I will remember to pray, Father, because you move miraculously in the lives of those who believe. and you are the Father of miracles. All of my prayer requests can be given to you. Dearest God, you receive our prayers, and they are precious to you. You take our prayers and gather them tenderly close to you, and just as a sentimental person takes a cherished rose petal and presses it into a book as a sweet keepsake, so you take our prayers into your heart. In the waiting times, Father, you cry your tears next to me. You gave us the ability to cry. As you have said, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. King David cried. He cried so hard that he talked about drinking his tears because there were so many. You feel my hurting with me, and you hold me next to you during the times of waiting. And today, Father, I will listen for your soft, sweet voice. To you, I am precious and worthy. Because of you, anything is possible. Father, you came to Paul when he was cast down. Paul was in chains and in prison, and this was the time it took for him to write the epistles. He wrote in his darkest moments. You are by my side as well. Father, you said, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And I come to you now, Father, and rest with you. And Father, you said that I am a child of God, and there might be things about today and tomorrow that I don't understand. But I stand before you and know that you are with me. I trust in you and know that you command your angels concerning me. Jesus is the name above all names, and it is a name for which every knee shall bow. Father, you told me that I can do all things through you. You did not say that I can do one thing or two things. You said that I can do all things through you. And right now I put you in the center of my being, and I can picture your beautiful face full of love and caring for me, and know that you hold me in your righteous right hand. Thank you for the calm that I get from you, because as you said, love is in my spirit all the time. Please keep my words and my thoughts as strong as fire, dear Jesus, with love and strength and courage. I believe, therefore I speak. the same spirit of faith that you have. We are sons and daughters of a great King, and I say thank you for renewing my strength. I can know that your spirit is alive inside me, and I can continue to pray for courage in the healing times. I will know that I am protected, and I will know that this too shall pass. I will find quiet, and I will stay sweet and gentle to myself. You love, understand, and clothe me with your mercy, and your mercy to me is limitless. You will whisper in my ear of your love. I will focus on your presence and your power. Father, you will grow me, and you turn my experiences into holy learning for me. I may still have to walk through certain things, but I will not lose heart. You came to give life and to give it abundantly. You said, I will strengthen you and I will help you. You tell us that this is your precious promise. I pray that your love for me is revealed more and more every day. Your love sometimes comes to me in feelings, but when I don't have the feeling, I can still have the knowing. I can always know that you are here for me. I will rely on you, Jesus, because you will always cause me to triumph. You give me knowledge, wisdom, love, and guidance. I will be like the eagle, and nothing is impossible for me through you. For you tell us that whoever keeps their minds on you will have everlasting peace. I know who I am. I am your precious one, and there is nothing higher than this. Wherever I am surrounded by your angels, and there is no more power than what I have. No matter what is going on around me, I can know that God is still God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He speaks to me continually. And I will be guided at all times. I will keep saying thank you to you, Father. You carry me, and you want me in peace and joy. And I am fully alive with the power of God. And sometimes, if I need to, I will be quiet and wait, because you are there in the waiting times as well. And I will abide in you patiently. You cause all things to work together for good for those who love you. So refresh me, Father. Help me see myself as beautiful and fill my whole life with your presence, because I am sealed in the blanket of your love, and I will experience your extraordinary power. I will keep embracing goodness and prosperity and healing, because you know my struggles and I can trust you. And I will keep standing on your word, because nothing is too difficult for you. Your grace and your love and your mercy are right here for me. I pray to be rooted and to stand in love, because if I am able to move through life with love inside me, then I will be stronger and full of your power. As this love penetrates through me, the places of discouragement will not confuse me. Thank you so much for all you do, Father. And please remind me to be mindful of my thoughts, because you will provide the victory in all things. I will remember that peace comes not from seeking answers, but from seeking you. Thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to have everything figured out, that you do that for me, because all things work together for my good. I will remember to keep bringing my mind back to you and your word. My prayer is, please, God, guard my heart, because it is the wellspring of my life. You will keep my thoughts gentle and good. Dearest Jesus, remind me to think upon whatever is noble and right, pure and lovely. I will think upon whatever is admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, because there are always still such things. Father, you say be strong and courageous. And today I listen for your sweet voice. I will plant myself in the beauty and harmony of this moment right now, because your word is strong and I am protected by your love. Thank you, Father, for guarding me against letting things that people say or do hurt me, and remind me that it is just where they are on their walk. And with others, I will remember that if there are times when I do not think that I will know what to say, I will recall that you said that you will reach down your hand from the clouds and you will touch my lips. and give me the perfect words to say. And let my words be kind and as gentle as a dove. Let me be completely humble with others and stay in love, compassion, and understanding. I will not build myself up to others. I will keep myself in the remembrance of you and your goodness and love. I will be understanding regarding what others do not yet know. I will remember that millions of prior events shape each of us into our present moment. I will not look upon the lives of others, for each person has their own challenges. I will only look upon myself and stay in your goodness, because you can keep me mindful of my thoughts. I will have your discerning wisdom, and you will keep me safe during the tender times. And I will always be able to stand my ground. I can and will trust myself. Because my worthiness is never in question to you. So my searching outside of us is no longer necessary. I will set myself to be a blessing, and I will choose life, because you came that I have all good things, and nothing can take me from you. I will let my gentleness be evident to everyone, because you are always present in all things, and your grace will keep me strong. I will not focus on things of this world, but focus on your love for me. And Father, when I move from my righteous path, you restore me gently and lovingly, because I am precious to you, and you love me deeply, and you understand. I can trust you for all things. Perfect people and circumstances will be put in my life, and yet knowing you transcends all that is around me. Father, remind me that you know me, and I do not need to do anything to be loved by you, because I am already loved, and I am planted in the house of God, and from here I will flourish. And my faith is always strong enough, because you do not expect me to have anything that you have not given me. I have your courage, and your words are like oxygen to my soul. I am beautiful to you, Lord, and you take great delight in me. And I will find favor and be blessed with all people and in all things. I am your precious lamb, and I can imagine myself walking next to you, Father, and you keep me safe in all things. You ask me to be strong and have great courage, because you go with me wherever I go. In life's tender moments, I will have great compassion and kindness toward myself also. God says that tenderness and sensitivity are assets, and that they need to be protected. These characteristics exist in God, and the Holy Spirit as well is tender and sensitive. Thank you for the heart that I have, Father. I am alive with love, forgiveness, tenderness, and courage. I can feel the warmth of your love and your understanding. I will be covered with strength and dignity. I am perfectly and wonderfully made, and your love for me has no limits. I will prevail with kindness and patience toward myself because I have full authority over everything, and I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I will always be victorious and continue to get stronger. My human imperfections can be met with tenderness and understanding, and I can be caring, soft, and calm to myself during all of life's moments. Father, help me to keep my mind on the gifts that you have given me and the beauty of your creations that are here to surround me and remind me of your goodness. And I will have sweet conversations with the Holy Spirit that lives inside me. I will think about the power and the authority that is invested in me, because, Father, you strengthen me. Dear Father, I ask that you continue to reveal yourself to me. I will keep my mind on you, and the Holy Spirit will quicken and illuminate things to me. I will have your wisdom and discernment, and I will have continued mercy, because I am the pearl of a great price, and your love for me knows no limits, and you see me as perfect and good. Father, you give revelation for all seasons. You said that the best is yet to come, and that the latter will be better than the former, and I hold this truth close to me. Divine inspiration will come to me. You continue to build my confidence and sureness, dearest God. You put my desires in my heart, and I will be sensitive to your guidance, because I am under your wings, and I can feel the warmth of your goodness and love for me. I can know that all doors will be open for me, because your favor stands with me, and I am blessed. I will remember that your care and your plan for me is in perfection in front of me. You will keep my light burning, and I will again be able to scale a wall, and any mountain will move for me. there are gifts inside me, and you will call me. And remind me, Father, that my heart's desires can also be the will of God, and I can trust in your plan for me. There is a holy fire that burns for me and lives inside me. I will continue to do my heavenly homework because you are with me. Everything that I put my hands on will prosper. The Word of God will strengthen my effectiveness. There will be a set of connectedness and goodness that will exist for me. Places of hope and life will be presented to me. I can be completely overcome by your beautiful presence, and then I am the brave one, Father. You call me out into the light with the hope of Jesus. You will enlighten me, and you put dreams inside me. I am like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots to the stream. My leaves will always be green, and I will always bear fruit. I am unlimited and established in love. I have great power, and I fully grasp how wide and long and deep is the love of Jesus that surpasses human understanding. With you, all things are possible. There is nothing that I cannot do. You move miraculously in the lives of those who believe. You will carry me to completion, and you will fulfill all of my tomorrows, and you will bless me with favor along my path. And truly, the best is yet to come. You will be planning beautifully with your exquisite master plan. You will show me the path of life that will be beyond anything I could imagine. You propel me in your perfect timing. You are my mighty warrior, and nothing can separate me from you. Dearest God, you promise complete goodness and favor, and you promise sweet sleep. I will close my eyes and relax all of my body, and see myself in peace and with you. I am rooted and grounded in your love, and your hand is upon me. You cherish me. You will always care for me, and I am safe and peaceful, and I rest in your love. Calm me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.